I have no idea what I'm doing. So sorry. So this is my first Periscope. As you might have seen, my dog, I'm not here. Let me show you. Look at my little Luna. And I'm kind of taking a big leap of faith today. I've been a solopreneur for so long, and for many, many years, the need to be out there and seen was secondary to the real work that I was doing in terms of educating people in forex trading and investing. It wasn't so much about who I was or what I was about, as much as it was what I could teach them about how to make money. And what I found is when I worked with them, I guided them more and more to their success financially when I guided them through their personal work. And over time, I came to realize that my real work in this world wasn't teaching them how to trade currencies, it was teaching them how to discover and use their personal work in their day-to-day life. Not something separate, not a whole separate practice to add to the already ever-growing to-do list, but really about adding to the reflection, taking what you already do in your life, adding this little tweak, this little reflection piece, and that's all it takes to have these huge, huge shifts. So I want to share with you today, and I really hope this is working. I have no idea if it's working or not, but I want to share with you today one of my recent shifts and one of my recent ahas, and it really came at the hands of someone who was very open and loving and kind to me just this morning. But I have to preface it with a little bit of a story. So, just so you know who I am, my name is Triffany, just like Tiffany with an R, and I'm a certified professional life coach. I help high-performing women who have all the trappings of success figure out how to add that happiness piece. And as a life coach, one of the things I love to do is put out content that's helpful to people. And I love this so much that it is the thing that keeps me getting up in the morning. It is not the marketing, it is not even stuff like this. This is actually really new territory for me, but it's knowing that I can take some of the reflection piece from my life and put it out into the world in a way that's digestible and easy to understand for people who haven't been raised or haven't been taught how to understand the circumstances in their life in a way that actually empowers them for growth and change. So, I have been developing this Conscious Transitions course, which is a home course in grief and growth. It started out as a way to help women move through divorce and the grieving process and help their children move through the grieving process. And it really became this passionate thing that I put together for people who were going through any kind of life transition, moving from one chapter to another. So I've been putting out content, churning, and in the course of doing this, I've had to learn learning management systems and how to put together video and editing and all of those things. Wonderful. I love to learn. I'm inherently curious. And that hasn't been the actual content development. So needless to say, I hit a rut. I hit a wall where I was doing so much of the back end stuff. I couldn't do the stuff that I loved. And then by the time I actually had the time to do what I loved, I didn't have the energy for it. I didn't have the focus for it. And every day started to feel like a drudge. Not because I don't love what I do, but because I couldn't do what I love so that I could learn to deliver what I love. Yeah? So that's the preface to the story. You need to understand that I hit this place where I couldn't muscle my way through. And to be perfectly honest, I know better. I don't want to muscle my way through. I don't want to get to a place where I've got to, just suck it up, buttercup, and get through it. And that's not a healthy place, and that certainly isn't a creative place. And it's not a place that I want to model for, myself, my students, my clients, my kids, right? So what's the better way to do this? The better way to do this is to surrender to the uncomfortable circumstance. In my case, a rut. Right? How do you surrender to a rut when the very thing you want to do, the very thing you need to do, is get out of the friggin' rut? I'm gonna tell you what I did. I'm gonna tell you what I recommend to people, and it's a different kind of philosophy altogether, but I'm gonna tell you what happened this morning as proof of how this actually works, how leaning into that uncomfortable circumstance actually is the very thing that serves you best. So I hit a rut. I took a break. And I read books instead of writing books, right? Read content instead of writing content. And I spoke with friends, and I just became really, really vulnerable about, you know, what is it that is really my sticking point? Is it the marketing, which is very hard for me? It's a struggle for me every time I have to market myself. I've been working on a digital funnel, you know, so is it marketing? Is it me as I grow into this next level, this higher echelon in my business, and putting more and more of myself out there, not just what I have to teach, but who I am as a person? There's resistance there. And so I'm brainstorming this with people that I love and people that I care about. And last week, I get a contact from someone on Facebook who I love her to death, but we don't talk all the time. And she is one of those really gracious people that when I'm on her mind, she reaches out to me and she just says, "Hey, you're on my mind. I just want to let you know you're wonderful." And it's always this really great thing. And we'll chat for a little while. And lo and behold, on Facebook this morning, I have to read it because it's so powerful. She sends me this little note. Let me open up my book here. I will read this to you. Now, she knows a lot of my story. My personal story involves a lot of hardship, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations that have brought me to some of the revelations and realizations I've had in terms of you learn to use your hardship to your advantage, or it takes you over, right? So she knows that I've had historically a lot going on that is uncomfortable, that you just don't wish on people. She posts this on my wall this morning. And it's written in like typeface, right? Totally simple, totally easy, really beautiful. And I'm gonna cry reading this. "She made broken look beautiful and strong look invincible. She walked with the universe on her shoulders and made it look like a pair of wings." And she put at the top of this note, "This was written for you, or about you." And I woke up to this morning. I never check my phone. First thing I do in the morning is journal. Second thing is meditate. I get my kids off. I don't even check my phone in the morning until I've gotten my kids off. Something told me to check my phone this morning, and that is what I found. So in the midst of this rut, of this being vulnerable, of me going to people that know and love me, and sometimes perfect strangers, and in this case, somebody I don't talk to on a regular basis, and say, "Here's my struggle. Do you face this? What is your reflection? What are some of the things that you've done?" And really being vulnerable to this place I'm at, where I'm supposed to be the expert. I've been a solopreneur for how many years? I'm a life coach. I teach people these things. I'm supposed to be the one with all the answers. And here I am coming to her in this really soft place of vulnerability. I'm leaning into the painful circumstance, the rut that I was in, and saying, "This is just my truth. I know it's not forever, but right now it is, and this is what I'm facing." And this was a week ago. For all she knew, it was done and over with, and she posted this on my wall this morning. Little did she know that I have on my to-do list today some things that I feel are really risky, this Periscope being one of them. I've never done this before. I have no idea right now if this is even working, but I had it on my list to start putting myself out there in more and more authentic ways, more and more visible ways, not just about what I teach and the ideas and the generation of systems for people to use to get themselves through their stuff, but me putting my stuff out there for the world to see, not as an expert, but as a teammate in this, as a cohort in the struggle, as a person who is intent on taking this life as the gift it is, and living each day as richly and as fully as I can, and not always succeeding at that. And here I am, I'm doing this big risky thing today. Also today I'm taking out my first Twitter ad. Oh, I told you I don't like the marketing stuff. And yet it's on my to-do list. I put all of the things in place for my digital funnel, and now it's time to put it out there. And oh my gosh, what if people don't like my thing? And what, you know, right? This is really scary stuff. And she, in this moment of her authenticity, in this moment of her vulnerability, she has no idea how I'm going to receive this. That's really intimate and personal for people that don't talk on a regular basis. And yet she just open-heartedly puts this on my Facebook page this morning. And it was the first thing I read before I did my journaling. It was on my mind, of course, while I was is slipping into my meditation and trying to empty myself of the stressors and the thoughts. Isn't that beautiful? And it made me think, it's not that we need the validation from people. It's not that we need approval from them. It's not that we need to be told that what we're doing or who we are is worthwhile. That is not what this practice is. That is not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about when I'm saying lean in and be vulnerable and let people pick you up. And that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, those of us who are out here as content creators, those of us who are out here determined to value this life and live it to its fullest, we take risks every single day. If you've known me for a while, you know I've got some content out there that has really, it's gotten some hate, got my haters, you know. That's risky, it's scary, and nobody likes to be put out there in that way. And yet, in that vulnerability, we allow ourselves to be seen. And by being seen, we get that little nod from these other content creators. We get that little thing from teammates out there that we didn't even know we had sometimes that says, hey, you're not in this alone. And that can be the breakthrough moment that just nudges you right out of that rut. I know hers did for me this morning. Her little nod from across the way. She doesn't even live where I live. You know, she's out in Texas. I'm out here in Colorado. And here is this loving gesture of her saying, I see your vulnerability and I find it beautiful. You can cry again. Having that be that moment of soul-to-soul connection is exactly the recharge I need to get out of my rut, is exactly the recharge I need to come out here in this beautiful landscape on this beautiful day and partake in this beautiful moment with beautiful people. Jolts me right out of that rut. And not because I had to muscle through, not because I had to be strong and get through it, but because it was time to be vulnerable. It was time to be open. It was time to be seen. And so now my question is, what's the reverse role of this? How often do we get the nudge to see other people? How often do we get the nudge to give that little wave across the hall and, you know, across the miles and say, all that work you're doing, all that risk you're taking, it means something to me. It sometimes feels empty. It sometimes feels like it's going to a void and that you're not being heard and that you're not being seen. But hey, I see you and I think you're pretty great. So being the receiver of this gift and being seen this morning and having that jolt me out of my rut, now I understand too, it's part of my calling, part of my desire, part of my work to create the reciprocity. And think now, how can I return that? Maybe not to the woman who shared it with me. Davika Lyles is her name, by the way. She's a intimacy and relationship coach. And I'll share her information with you here in a second if you're interested in knowing her. She's fantastic. And she's open and she's funny and kind and warm and ever-changing and always growing. But it's more about... It's not about an end game. It's not about a sense of obligation, like now I've got to turn this around. It's more like this is the flow. As we give, we receive, and as we receive, we give. And now that I've brought consciousness to what it feels like to be seen, how can I bring consciousness to what it's like to see? And maybe that can be the thing that nudges somebody out of their rut. And I know certainly both sides of that coin always nudge me out of mine. So I want to thank Davika Lyles, obviously, for posting that on my Facebook this morning. But I also want to thank Kim Garst with Boom Social and Digital Marketer for giving me the nudge on this Periscope thing and really creating this. I know that it's part of my work to do exactly what I'm saying here and be vulnerable to the world and share my journey and some of my reflections and insights on this journey with all of you and anyone who's even willing to entertain the idea that they might be here for something big and something important. And I suspect that if you're here, or if you're watching the recording or whatever it is that brought you to this, you are here for a pretty big reason. And for even just the few moments that we've shared today on this gorgeous fall day out of Colorado, I want to thank you for taking the time and for listening and letting me just be a little bit teary over this little gift. And hopefully you'll get the nudge you need to get you out of your rut. Thanks. And remember, this is my first one. I have no idea what I'm doing. So if there were comments and things and I didn't see them, Sincerest apologies. I will figure this out. You can always contact me at TriffanyHammond.com. I did think ahead of at least on this. So Triffany, just like Tiffany with an R, Hammond.com. And you can download the squeeze for free, which is an anxiety reducing technique. It'll help you get some sleep, which is pretty friggin' cool. And then I also wanted to give my shout outs to Davika Lyles at The Loving Well LLC, Kim Garst with Boom Social, and Digital Marketer. So great people out in the world. Make sure you're connecting with them, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Now how do I stop this thing? I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm gonna let you look at Luna while I figure this out.